something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Call of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Let's begin from the book of Visions, chapter number 1, from verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Say, that includes me. You see, not only those that are at Ephesus, but to the faithful in Christ Jesus, because those at Ephesus have gone to heaven. All right? So Ephesus is no longer there, but those that received this epistle at that time have gone to heaven. But then it includes us, for we are the faithful in Christ Jesus. Look at this opening of this beautiful letter. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
You know, when you see something like that, that's a blessing. When you read it, you receive it. It says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read that, you don't keep quiet. You respond and you say, amen.
Amen.
Grace be to you.
Amen.
And peace from God our Father.
Amen.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, one of the problems that a lot of Christians have found themselves in without knowing is the absence of the call of blessings. A lot of them don't understand it because most have never been taught the call of blessings. You can only bless that which has been blessed. You can only bless the man or woman that's already blessed. If they are not blessed, you cannot bless them. It's a principle. For example, Jesus said, when you go to preach, he said, if you go to a house, you say, peace be upon this house. He said, if the Son of Peace be there, your peace will remain there. But if the Son of Peace is not in that house, your peace will go back with you without doing anything for them. You see, so you would think when you say, peace be upon this house, you are bringing peace. Yes, you are bringing peace, but it will not do anything in there except the Son of Peace is there. So when we speak blessings, only those who have been blessed by God, in the mind of God, only those that have been called into the blessing, that a blessing can be called upon. If they have not been blessed by God, doesn't matter what you say, they will not get it. So many don't understand the call of blessing. They don't realize that these words need to be spoken. It's amazing that even among the so-called Wardites, that is, those who believe that they preach and teach the word, They neglect this. They don't even understand it. It's important to pronounce blessings on God's people. It's got to be done. Because they are the blessed of the Lord. And that's exactly what Paul is doing here. You look at it. He says, go back to that verse. He says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We already know that grace and truth came to us by Jesus Christ. We said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And think about that. That was Paul again pronouncing blessings on the Corinthian church. Now, this is the Ephesian church. He pronounces a blessing on the Corinthian church. We say those words at the end of a service, and it's more than words at the end of a service. They're real. That wasn't his conclusion of 2 Corinthians. Have you ever read it? I know you said it. But did you ever read it? 13th chapter in the 14th verse. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And then he said, amen. Did you notice that? That's the call of blessings. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The love of God be with you. The communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. Then you become conscious of what's working in your life. Listen, when you come into Christ, you come into God's place. It's a change of environment when you're born again. A complete change of environment. A change of life. Not a change of lifestyle, but a change of life. But that new life gives birth to a new lifestyle. A completely different life is what you get when you become a Christian, when you're born again, when you have this eternal life, the life and nature of God in your spirit. You walk in a new environment. You walk in Christ, walk in a new consciousness. And you walk in the glory of God. From that moment on, everything that should happen in your life will happen under the control of heaven. You no longer walk alone. Everything about you is under the control of heaven. Because you become a part of heaven. You become a part of heaven, even though you're in the earth. Your life is from thence connected to the celestial of God. Now, when you don't know this, you will be earthly conscious. You'll be world conscious. You'll be conscious of your earthly environment. You would fight their fight in their way of fighting. You would have their consciousness, their mentality, their words, their reasoning. You'd use their reasoning. But we're not supposed to use their reasoning. But if you are never taught, you will not know. You'll just think that, you know, now that you're a Christian, you're just going to be nice and good and kind. And those are the things you'd be conscious of about Christianity. But Christianity is far beyond that. Much more than that. Much more than being nice and kind and helpful. In Christianity, you become connected to the heavenly. Your walk on earth, from then on, is with the consciousness of the heavenly realm. And through you, the kingdom of God operates. You become the extension of the heavenly. Can you imagine that? If you were the extension of the heavenly, how could you be so sick? If you were the extension of the heavenly, how could you be discouraged? If you were the extension of the heavenly, how could your life, how could you be defeated? But if you don't know this, you'll be in and out of sickness. You can get discouraged, fearful. You'll panic at anything. You'll be defeated. But you have to be taught.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.